Thank you all. You're great. In just a minute, Corva Coleman puts E.E. Cummings to shame with poetic takes on the week's news. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, a new survey this week found the owners of a certain product are 60% more likely to be self-centered and arrogant than the people who own the competing product. What is this product with a strong statistical correlation with jerkitude?
Well, SUV is the first thing that comes to mind.
No.
McMansions. Is it like platform shoes?
No.
Like lifts? Give me a people with big weaponry.
No.
Give me a clue.
They're people who use this are known as eye jerks.
Ooh. Oh, people with iPods?
No, well,
people with Macs.
People with Macintosh users,
yeah.
Okay. Yes. A company called Mindset Media surveyed 7,500 users of Apple Macintoshes and Windows-based PCs, and they found that the Homo Macian species consider themselves superior in every way to the typical Windows user, who they consider to be a lowly, unenlightened creature. So clumsy and stupid, they need two mouse buttons to operate their primitive machines. Mac users, on the other hand, consider themselves to be hip, with it artistic types, which is obvious from the elegant way they put their little Apple sticker in the rear window of their Priuses.
That's Prii.
Excuse me.
Prii. Yeah. Exactly.
Learn the terms.
Yeah, I can guess your operating system, Luke. In fact, according to the survey, the only kind of person more smug and self-satisfied than a Mac user is a Mac user who supports Barack Obama.
Mac users for change.
Yeah. Was that Barackintosh, right?
I haven't even asked anybody to break a dollar in the last couple of months. I just can't stand the word change anymore. If he says it one more time, I'm going to want things just to stay the way they are.
You know what she should do? If they keep going back, change, experience, she should then start saying change. And he'll go, experience, change, experience. Mm-hmm. Like a vaudeville routine.
She tried that in Nevada. It didn't work.
Yeah. She's going to have to weep.
Paula Lane Jensen, a tattoo artist in Canada, is taking a course of antibiotics after he tried to sex up a tattoo in his own left leg. It's a busty cowgirl, and he tried to augment it with what?
A busty cowgirl?
Yes. So he did this. Presumably, he may have done it to himself, or he probably had another artist do it.
He tried to actually inflate the breast?
Yes, he did. He put in real breast implants into the tattoo.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, the cowgirl got a Barbie-sized boob job in December. She looked great. In fact, a few days after the operation, she was cast in an all-tattoo version of Baywatch. But Mr. Jensen's body was not pleased with the results. Within a few weeks, it began to reject the tiny, little silicone breast implants. I should point out that's not a phrase you hear a lot, tiny, little silicone breast implants.
It's really only for the perfectionist.
Yeah.
I love it. It's tattoos for the blind.
Exactly, in a way.
Way to see the good in it, Mo.
Anyway, we'll spare you the details involved in what happened next. Let's just say that Buckaroo Betty is back to her original size.